Now, look at what Paul says in verse 19 of Romans chapter 6. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. He says, I'm just trying to talk to you in ways that you'll understand because you are in a body on this earth. And so let's talk practically. Just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. The word slaves is really, it's problematic because when we think slave, we think, yeah, do what I told you, right? I'll tell you something, just a horrible story from my past. When I was a kid, we used to hang out, right? And we had this thing, and I didn't come up with the idea. My friend came up with it. But it was like this. Hey, could you give me that? And then you pick it up and give it to the person. And as soon as the person got what they wanted, they go, thank you, slave. And it was just like, what? Shut up. I'm not your slave. It's like, yes, you are. You did what I told you. And, you know, we would, the first couple times it happened, it was like fighting, angry kind of stuff. But then it began to be this contest where you would try and, in a moment of weakness, get your friend to do something nice for you. And after they did it nice for you, to say, thank you, slave. And it was lighthearted. Obviously, slavery is a very serious thing. But between us, as friends, we would say, thank you, slave. And I could still do it to my sister this day, and she'd be like, oh, shut up, you know. So I don't know what you think about that, but I think it ties in to this story. Verse 19, just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. So sin and lawlessness, no rules, leads to more no rules. So when you have consequences of your sinful actions and you try and get away from the consequences by further stretching or lying about or trying to hide the things that we've done, compared to righteousness that leads to sanctification. If you resolve to follow Jesus Christ in your life, I promise you, the world will challenge that quickly. I promise you that when you resolve to follow God, that the world will present you with consequences of that decisions. And you stand there and you stand firm with Christ. And you and God are a majority, I promise you. But some of it only costs. And when something costs, it's referred to by Scripture as sanctification. It's hard to put up with my friends chuckling at me because I believe that the Bible's true. And that in most instances, it's literal truth. Of course, the Bible has figurative language and has figures of speech and it has hyperbole and it has poetry and it has dreams that are not actual things happening, but they're images of things that mean something, but maybe not exact. I don't believe that Satan was necessarily tied with a chain in a pit. But obviously John, in the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to give to his servant John, saw the devil in a chain in a pit. Does that mean the devil, who is a fallen angel and a spirit, is bound by a mortal carnal chain? Or does God hold him and communicated to John, he will be held. And so after a period of time, he will be released. You see what I'm saying? So people will laugh at me and say, oh my goodness, David Fraser, he believes there was a flood. You know, I trust science to find facts. And then I rely on everything that I know to interpret facts. And there's a tremendous amount of evidence in the scientific world today for the fact that there was a global flood, the way that Genesis chapter 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 has talked about that there was a flood. So do you think when you're reading verse 18, right? So let's read it again. Having been set free from sin, having become slaves of righteousness, right? Do you think that it would be fair to say that because of what happened in verse 18, now use your choices to line up with that? All right, here's the point. Verse 18, you're made free from sin. You've become submitted to righteous living. Paul, I'm speaking in human terms. I want you to understand this. Just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity, lead to lawlessness, and leading to more unlawlessness, now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. Is it fair to say that because of what God did in verse 18, now use your choices to line up with that? So when you're choosing, choose God and obedience and righteous living. Be obedient to that, and it'll be sanctifying as you resist temptation to do what's right.